Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Tavshin, Samach Hei, 14th of November, 2004. First Perek Yotzei. Okay, that's all right. Ashrei, I'll go through the chapter, and we'll just translate it, to get it now, and we'll get slowly. You have that?
One?
Yeah. Ashrei, Yish, Hashelo, Halach, Ba'atas, Roshoyim. Ashrei does not mean happy. Although the other Pesukim usually is translated as happy, here, the praises of, it's Rashi and other Mefarshim will translate it as the praises of man are Shelo Halach Ba'asas Rishoyim. He didn't go in the, what's it called, the advice of Rishoyim. He didn't stand in the way of sinners.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sit in the sitting area of Leitzim scoffers. Rather, besets Hashem Cheftzo, in the Torah of Hashem, in the teaching of Hashem, was his delight, or his desire, or with Sarasa Yege Yom of Alola, and in his Torah he would meditate, he meditates Yom of Alola day and night. And he will be, such a person will be, Ke'et Shasul Alpal Gimoyim, like a tree which is planted Alpal Gimoyim by the divisions of the water. Yeah, it means basically where a river splits up. As it's by like a delta of a river,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Asher Pirio Yisim Beitzo, where his fruit will be in the right time. He's likely to be a very successful, good quality tree, healthy tree. And his leaves won't wither. V'chol Asher Yaseh, and all that he will do, he will have hasracha with. Lochin Harishoyim. So all that's the tzaddik. Lochin Harishoyim, as opposed to the Rishoyim, Kiyim Kamutz, they'll be like a chaff. That covers a wheat kernel. Asher tidfenu rach, which can be blown around by the wind. I.e., Rosh has got no stability. The Rosh has got no
sheker.
The letters,
yeah.
Stability. Oh yeah, yeah. Do you know where that's from? That word.
No.
It's from Osius de Rabbi Akiva. It's not a modern Chassidish Amosa.
Mm.
It's from the Tana Rabbi Akiva,
mm.
MS and Sheker, yes.
Mm.
So say that, this is Rabbi Akiva.
I'm more willing to quote it now.
King Kamitz will be like a chaff, Asher Tidfenu Ruach, where the wind pushes him around. So he's got no stability and so on. Al King, therefore, Leokumu Rishon Bamishpat, Rishon will not stand up in judgment. The Chatam Ad HaTzadikim, will sinners be able to stand up in the company of Tzadikim? They'll be in the congregation of Tzadikim, they'll come to nothing. Rishon will come to nothing. Ki Yadeh Hashem Derech Tzadikim, because Hashem knows the way of Tzadikim. It doesn't really mean to know, it really means to look after. We'll come to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after the way of Tzadikim, V'derech Hashem Tevid, and the way of Rishon will perish. Okay, that's the chapter. So in a nutshell, it means that be a tzaddik, don't keep good company, don't mix with Rishayim and so on, learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and you'll be like an Eitz Shasul Alpal Gimoyim, you'll be a very successful, fruitful tree, and all life will go well for you. Okay, that's the essence of the chapter. Alright, happy? Yeah? Okay, Ashelo halach ba'atzas Rishoyim. The praises of man are that he did not go in the advice of Rishoyim. Uvedech hatoy miromod, and he didn't stand in the way together with sinners. Uvedech moshav leitzim miyoshim, and he doesn't sit in the company of leitzim. Just one thing brought there by the Minchas Shai, that's a bit of diktok to start with. And the Minchas Shai points out that word chatoyim with a patach under the ches. And a dogeshes, as opposed to the other word chatoim. It's a completely different word, chatoim, with a chataf patach under the ches, and no dogesh in the tes. You with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is simply the plural of chet, like the al chatoim, the al chatoim shanachem, and for the sins. That's the plural of the word chet. This word chatoim is not sins, but sinners. Right, and it's got the same structure as gamnov or gamnovim.
Did you say the dogish was a letter missed out or something?
Not always. Yeah, not here though. I don't think it's because there's a letter missed out. I think it's because the I think it's just because the patach under the ches attracts a dogish in the next letter,
okay.
Like in the word ator.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the patach under the aleph or the ayin, if you spell ator with an ayin, that patach it will attract a dogish in that sense. It's not necessarily so. Atah is also related to the word ant, ant and malka. There's missing nun there, so it takes dogish. But at any rate, or shabos. Shabos, like the vase, meaning the vase, that same structure as that word chato, which is a singular for a sinner. A chato, plural chato in. Hasidim and chashai. Okay. So, Rashi, Derech Hakdama, points out that there are 10 different lishonos in throughout Tehillim to introduce some of the chapters of Tehillim. And he brings them all. Let's have a look here. They are, can you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Here, Nitzuach, which I think means Lamnatzeach. Nigun.
Isn't Nitzuach like victory?
Yes.
Nitzuach.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
Nitzuach. Yeah.
Nitzuach, which I think is probably Lamnatzeach. Nigun, Mizmer, Shir, Hallel, Tefillah, Bracha, Hoda'ah, Ashrei, and Hallelujah. And he says that those are Keneged, the 10 people who compiled Tehillim, namely Adam, Malkut Tzedek, Avraham, Moshe, David, Shlomo, Asaph, and 3 sons of Korach. Then he brings Machlokus there about an 11th character, Yedusim, whether that really was a person or not. But anyway, he's got the 10 main lashonos of song, introducing their chants of Tehillim, mm-hmm. corresponding to the 10 people who wrote, who all together compiled the Tehillim, who contributed to the Tehillim. The Medrash Shochetov and the Yalkut Shimoni both point out that Tehillim starts off where Moshe Rabbeinu left off. Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of Parshas Vezis HaBracha addresses Klal Yisrael also with the Lashon of Ashrei, Ashrech Yisrael. Ashrech Yisrael, Michamecha. Yeah? Ashrech Yisrael. Happy are you, Yisrael. Who Michamecha, who is like you? There, Moshe is addressing the whole of Klal Yisrael using the Lashon of Ashrei. Here, David HaMelech is addressing not really Klal Yisrael as such, but the Ibidio, Ashrei Ha'ish. And he uses the same notion. And it's that David took over where Moshe Rabbeinu left off. That's brought in the Medrash Shechetov. That's a Medrash specifically on Tehillim.
Okay.
And come across it, Medrash Shechetov. Rashi points out that the structure here is Lo Holach. We start off Lo Holach Batas Rishoyim. You didn't walk with Rishoyim, and because you didn't walk, therefore Lo Amad, you didn't stop and stand still with Chatoim, and because you didn't stop and stand still with Chatoim, therefore you didn't Lo Yoshav, you're not going to sit down. In other words, it's an Aveira Gereres Aveira, right? Walking is not as bad as standing with them, because walking simply means you walk past them, or you know, you're with them for a moment, then you walk on. Amod is you stop and you stand still, and Yoshev has got more kavius because you're sitting down together with them. So it's a natural progression. Yeah. Moreover, the Malbim points out that Rish than Chim Toim are worse than Leitzim. A Rasha, the Malbim points out, who's defined as a Rasha? A Rasha is someone who says that he does his Averis Bemezid, and he has no interest neither in Ben Adam Namakam nor in Ben Adam Nachaveiro. That's his definition of a Rasha. A Chata is bad, but nowhere near as bad as a Rasha. Definition of a Chata, he says, is someone who simply has got a taiva to give in to his Yetzara.
Mm-hmm.
He gives in, what can he do? He's got Yetzara to sin, and he does Averis, and he gives into that Yetzara, and that makes him into a Chata, into a sinner. Whereas a Leitz, says the Malbim, is someone who does no particular Averis, but he also doesn't do any particular mitzvahs. He's a layabout, basically. Yeshvei Koronos, he sits around, doesn't do any particular good. Therefore, bearing that in mind, it makes sense that that's brought by the Malbim. The Yalkut Me'amnoyes takes that point yet further and says that because a Rasha is worse than a Chata, and a Chata is worse than a Leitz, therefore, we have different lashonos for each of them. Mm-hmm. By the Rasha, you need to give the Rasha an even wider, the widest berth. Mm-hmm. Lo Halach, don't even walk anywhere near him. The Chata is not as bad, and therefore, just Lo Amad, don't stand around with him. Whereas the Leitz is not as bad. You can afford to walk with him, you can even afford to be Omed with him, but you can't afford to be Yoshev with him. So that's the Moshe Leitzim Yosho. That's how the Yalkut Ramnuz takes this. Definitely, he also brings his different definitions of Roshoyim and Chatoyim and Leitzim, and points out therefore they each have a different verb. Yeah, giving the worst of them all the widest berth. Okay, nice thoughts. The Yalkut Ramnuz also points out that there are four given expressions for man throughout Tanakh: Ish, Odom, Enosh, and Gever. And of those four, Ish is the most choshev. So here we're extolling the virtues of this man, and therefore he's described using the word Ish. He's using the highest of the four expressions. I don't know what makes one expression more prestigious than another, but that's how the Yalkut Ramnuz brings it as being the different degrees of prestige. Okay? The Mitzvah David points out on this business of not keeping company with these people, and therefore it's an Avera Gerer Savera situation. If you walk with Yeshoim, you'll end up sitting with Leitzim. The Mitzvah David points out, quotes the Lashon of Chazal, Asei Mishmeres L'Mishmarati, make a guard for my guarding, which is Asu, what's it, Asu, Siog Lato, Gezeris, exactly, make a Gezera. So we'll protect yourself from the ultimate evils by making sure you don't go anywhere near them. Ashelo holach batz asrusha. Yeah? You up with this?
Yeah?
You awake?
I'm listening. I'm thinking. It's fine.
Yeah? Okay. The Lashon of Leitz, very interesting Lashon of Leitz. The Mitzvah Sion says that Leitz comes of Melitza, means eloquence. Because a person who's a Leitz is going to be... he'll speak well. He's going to mock something. To do so, if he wants to grab people's attention, he's going to have to speak with a certain eloquence. So the Leitz has a skill of melitza, and a similar idea is brought by the... the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says that it's an expression of melitz. Ki ha-melitz v'lo yoda something, ki ha-melitz v'no son. Melitz is an interpreter. Melitz, Yosher, yeah, and it's after someone who can present an argument, right? He brings it to a similar idea. Melitz, someone who's going to pass on a piece of information from Reuven to Shimon, he's a Melitz. So likewise, the Leitz is going to, he's projecting a certain opinion out. The Reb Shimshon Fel Hirsch brings from others that the word Leitz has got a Lamed and a Tzadi. Lamed Tzadi means he learns the workings of a Tzadik. Lamed followed by Tzadik. He learns how the Tzadik works in order to mock him. Nice thought?
Yeah.
Reb Shimshon Fel Hirsch. Yeah, you can't knock that. Yeah?
Yeah, Chassidish.
Yeah, Chassidish for Reb Shimshon Fel Hirsch. Lamed Tzadi. Now, there's a gewaldige brought by the Ibn Ezra. He says that the Pasuk tells you, don't keep this company, don't keep that company. What should you do? Pasuk Beis tells you what you should do. Kim says, Hashem Chesed, rather you should be spending your time learning Torah. So he says, each of the expressions in the first Pasuk, A, Lo halacha, Asher lo halach batas Hashem, B, Ovidei Chatom Ne'omad, and C, of Moshe Leitzim Yoshev, are echoed in Krishma. Asher lo halach batas Hashem, Holach is an expression of uvelech techavaderech. You should be learning uvelech techavaderech. You should be learning when you go. When you're walking, do with alas rishon. Instead, be mekayim Torah uvelech techavaderech. Uvedech hatoim lo omod is omod is standing, which is keneged uvekumecha when you get up, standing up, getting up. And the last one of meishav leitzim lo yoshav is keneged b'shivtecha b'vesecha when you sit down. You sit down with Vesecha, you sit down in your home, and Moshe leads him, no Yoshov, right?
It's the wrong order.
Yeah, it's the wrong order. Okay, fair enough. There's one missing, Uva Shachbacha. That's missing. Uva Shachbacha is not echoed in this passage. So, even it says, yes, it's not necessary to echo it in this passage, because Uva Shachbacha, people lie down, they go to sleep normally. They're not going to spend their time messing around with Roshoyim and Leitzim. You lie down on your bed, you go to sleep. So, it's not necessary to have such a Lashon. He says how these three expressions are the parallel expressions in Krishma, where they're in Krishma, they're more positive, go and learn, and here they're negative, don't keep this company, don't keep bad company. So concerning bad company, the Mishnah at the end of Pirkei Avos in the sixth Perek of Pirkei Avos. It's not really Mishnas at all, it's really Brises, yeah? About Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Remember, he was the one who... he met a man, and the man said, come and live with us.
Right.
Yeah, we'll give you all Zav, all Zav, Chesav Olam. And he said, I wouldn't do it for all the money in the world. Any door, what's his Russian name? Russian down. Any door, Elabim Kem Torah. I'll only live in the place of Torah. I'm not going to live anywhere else. So don't keep bad company. Likewise, there's that Maisa, which I couldn't track down, I couldn't find it, about one of the Tanoim who left a Mekom Torah, and he went off to live in a sunny climate somewhere, and eventually he came back, and he'd forgotten everything, and they asked him to lain from the Torah, the Parasha of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Yesh Chodashim. And he was incapable of reading even that well-known pasuk, and he read it. The Gemara says he read it as Hacheresh Yehyeh Libom instead of Hachodesh Yehyeh Lachem, yeah, something like that, right? Hachodesh Hazeh, Hachodesh Hazeh Lachem Resh Chadashim. He read it wrongly, and again because he'd kept bad company, and so eventually his Torah dissipated from him. One lovely thought is brought, the Medrash Shechatov points out that the word Ashrei is brought by Rabbi Shur ben Karcha in the Medrash Shechatov, that the word Ashrei appears 20 times in Tehillim. I've never counted them, but he says it appears 20 times in Tehillim, and he says it's Keneged the 20 times in Sefer Yeshaya that Yeshaya uses the woeful expression Hoi. So the 20 times Hoi in Yeshaya correspond to the 20 times Ashrei in Tehillim. However, it's straight after that, in the Medrash Shechatov, this point is disputed. One of the other Tanoim says, what? You don't make it, it's not 20 times, it's 22 times in Tehillim. Well, I haven't counted them, so I don't know.
I don't know how it works. When someone didn't know how to translate a posuk.
Yeah.
One of the Tanoim, what would be the time to translate a posuk?
Why not?
Very strange.
Because
the Gemara doesn't explain it.
He didn't know.
He says he didn't know what the pasuk meant. Very strange, Gemara.
Yeah. It's not like the Gemara where you think of the pasuk in the Megillas Esther where they didn't know the meaning of the various Persian words.
No, that's the pasuk. I don't remember that. No, that's different. Yeah. He actually didn't know.
He didn't know.
Roughly like sort of thing.
Yeah. Good. Oh. Yeah. Another vort on the word Ashrei. You know the Meiri wrote a Sefer on Tehillim. I didn't know it until Yaakov Chaim pulled the Sefer off the shelf. He saw me preparing the Shir. He says, Daddy, you've got a Meiri on Tehillim. I said, Meiri on Tehillim? He said, Shem, yeah, the last volume of the Meiri on Shas is on Tehillim. He notices it, yeah, I know. He knows his way around the throne quite well. So the Meiri points out that this word Ashrei is a form. It's a plural smichus, the praises of man. Right? Uh-huh. But that's how Rashi learns it. Ashrei, it's a bit like, Malchei Amlochim, right? The king's over. So Ashrei, so why is it a plural? So he says because it includes every form of Hatzlacha. If a person keeps to the Torah properly, he'll be blessed with every single form of Hatzlacha. Now the Yalkut Memez, listen to this beautiful thought, the Yalkut Memez points out, if you look at the first four words, Ashrei Yoish Asher Lo, the Sof Tevos of those words are Yud Shin Resh Aleph, which is an anagram of Ashrei. Yeah. Says the Alchemim Lois, the first word in Tehillim is Ashrei correctly, you know, in sequence. Then you've got, again, a remiss to this word Ashrei, but this time not in sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Says the Alchemim Lois, it refers to the two Olamas, Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is an Olam Hach. Is straightforward. Everything is clear and correct and poshut to understand. Here in Olam Hazeh, it's all in Olam Hafos. It says a person who keeps the Torah properly, he'll be Ashrei, both in Olam Haba, denoted by the first word Ashrei, which is in its correct sequence, and also in Olam Hazeh, which is an Olam Hafos, where the letters are not in the right sequence. Okay, and that's probably about it for Pasuk Aleph. Yeah. Okay, should we move on? Pasuk Beis?
Huh?
Yeah, Pasuk Beis. Okay, Kiyim Beseres Hashem Cheftzo, rather, Kiyim is a good translation, rather, Beseres Hashem Cheftzo, he is Tzar is in the Torah of Hashem, Uvsarosa Yege Yom Avalola, and in this Torah he will meditate Yom Avalola by day and by night. Exactly how you translate Yege is a bit of a machlokus. Some of Hashem translate it as thought, or meditation. Some say it's speech, talk about the Torah. Machlokus has a lamp shot there. If you look in the Targum gives that Uvaraisa, and in his Torah, Murani. He will celebrate or sing, Rino, yeah? He'll sing Yemon Valele. And that's reminded me of this Gemara at the end of Megillah, which is on Lamed Beis on Dalef. It's over here. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Kala Kore Baloni Imo, Vashone Belo Zimra, person who learns without a nigun. Allah Akasav Omer, Vigamani Nasata Lahem Chukim Lo Tovim. Right, his toe is affected badly as a result. He should learn with a nigun. Yeah? Shem Zuish, how you regid him, Tosis, and so you regid him, and Shannon, and Shnaeus Bezimra, the fish, how you shun in Osan Alpe, helps you remember it. And a day kacha in this come yosa. So by learning with a nigun, you remember it better. Yeah? Okay? So that's this lashon here, Marani, and that's how the Targum translates Yege. Interesting Targum?
Mm hmm.
Yes? Now this pasuk
is it not lashon of yigiyah.
That would be with an ayin. The the Metzudas David and other Mefarshim say that pasuk aleph is a sort of a sur meira pasuk, and pasuk beis is an aseh tov. This is what you should be doing. Yes. Now in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Lamed Aleph, I think. Gemara, we did together. Oh, wrong with Sechta. Yeah. The Gemara is brought in Avodah Zarah as well. There's a whole glut here. Avodah Zarah, Yutet, Daf Yutet, has lots and Yutches on the base. It's got lots of quotations from this first parak. And one of them, you know, it's also in Kiddush and Lamed base. We did this. The halacha is about Rav Shemachal Al Kavodo, Kavodo Machu.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Yeah. If the Rav is Merchel is covered, can he be Merchel is covered? The Maskana Sagamore is yes, he can.
But
not when
he's busy.
Not when he's busy?
Busy.
Oh, busy, yeah. If at least if he's own. Yeah. Yeah. So Rava says. No, that's the wrong one. Vama Rava Bitzchila Nikris al Shemosh Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At first, the Torah is linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but then it's linked to the person's name, the person who learns it, Shnema, Beseras Hashem Cheftzo. First, Ki in Beseras Hashem Cheftzo, his delight should be in the Torah of Hashem, that's linked to Hashem's name, over Seras So, that's the person's Torah. Mm-hmm. That is, when a person learns Torah, he assumes ownership of that Torah, says the Gemara, therefore, Rav Shemachal Al Kavodah, Kavodah Machu. He's got the right to be to become his Torah. He has the right to be Mochel that Torah. Interesting? Mm-hmm. Yeah? That's how the Gemara and Kiddushin and Lama Base, I think, what Daf is it? Lama Base, Lama Base, and also Avodah Zarah, Yates, Lama Dalef, bring, quote this. And this is how we also, yeah, Gay, and Vilna. Yeah. 1 second. Oh, yes. Rashi on this pasuk, and it comes to that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Yud Ches Amud Beis shows you that being sitting amongst the Leitzim, Moshe Leitzim Le Yashav, followed immediately by Ki Yimus Hashem Cheso, teaches you that sitting amongst the Leitzim will automatically result in Bittul Torah. That's Mestamba, but he can see it beferish. Yeah, that's how the Gemara learns it. Rashi on that pasuk brings it. Okay, pasuk Gimel. He, this man, this tzaddik who learns and who keeps good company only, he'll be like a tree, shosel, is planted al palgimoyim by the divisions of water, where this tree will be such good quality that its fruits will give off the fruits in its right season, and its leaves will not wither, and everything he does, he'll be matzliach in all he sets to achieve. Palgimoyim, I did a bit of research with the geography teacher in Pardes on this. Palgimoyim, this refers to like a delta of a river where, I didn't understand it fully, but where a river flows out to the sea, the pressure of water at the point where the river joins the sea causes a bit of a backlog in the flow of the water. The water flow, as the water flows from river to sea, that river flow slows down. Did you know that? Don't know why, but it slows down. As the water joins the sea, it slows down. The water speed of the water flow slows down. Therefore, it causes a river backlog. So where's that water going to go? If there's a backlog, where are we going? You have to find a new route in order to dissipate. Therefore, the water splits up into different channels. Okay? I actually did this research with him when I was learning the Pesukim in Parashas Vayigash about Klal Yisrael settling in Goshen, which they needed to do because they had all the cattle. The Egyptians didn't want them in the middle of Mitzrayim because they were, the Egyptians worshipped the animals, and they settled in Goshen, which is away from the Egyptian population. But it suited Klal Yisrael just down to a T, because it was a very fertile land. Why? Because Goshen is the northern part of Mitzrayim, close to where the river Nile will join, flow northwards to the sea. Therefore, you get that's the Nile Delta, which makes that land fabulously fertile, which is perfect for pasture for the animals.
That's where the Nile Delta is.
That's where the Nile Delta is.
Oh,
north, yeah, North Egypt. So, and that's where Goshen was, and that's where the Yidden settled. So, this Palgei Moyim is a similar idea. It's Palgei, right? It splits up the water plukta, right? The water splits up into all different areas, which makes that land really fertile. Which means if you've got a tree planted there, it'd be brilliant. The tree will grow marvelously. It's just so. It means that the water is spread out over a vast expanse of land. It's not just concentrated in one area, but the whole area is very well. What's the word? Irrigated. Mm-hmm. Very well irrigated. So it makes the tree healthier. That's Palgei Moyim. Okay? Okay. So, Valeu Le Yibol is a reference to the leaves. The leaves are not the major part of the tree. The major part of the tree is the fruit. But the alim, the leaves, are not the major thing. So the Gemara says, and Rashi brings this as well, Rashi on this pasuk, I believe, brings this, that the olim are a reference to the pesoles of the Talmud Chachamim, i.e. the sichas chulin of Talmud Chachamim, which also has terrific value. Lo yibol, it won't wither, it won't be useless, on the contrary, it'll be useful. It's not the major part of the tree, it's not the main part of what the Talmud Chachamim have to offer, but it in itself will be of some excellent value. That's the sichas chulin, even the pesoles, the sichas chulin shal Talmud Chachamim. Okay. The Malbim has a nice thought on this pasuk. The Malbim points out that the roots of the tree, where the tree gains its sustenance, it parallel to the man, because the man here is compared to the tree, Shossel, that the man, what are the man's roots? Where does the man get his sustenance from? He says from his brain. That the brain affects the rest of the body, and he says the brain is like the roots of the tree, and the other evorim, all the other limbs of the man, are like the branches of the tree. So he says, where is this man's brain? If this man's brain is in Shamayim, Roshe Bashamayim, he's got his head in the Torah, then his roots are well rooted, right? He's got his roots in the right place, he's getting Torah influences which will affect the whole tree. He says, well, if he's got his head in Olam Hazeh, in the ground, he says it'll be like a person walking on his head, because his brain in his head will be concentrated on the ground, i.e. Olam Hazeh. He puts it quite poetically. That's how the Malbim learns. The Malbim also points out that this V'chol HaShe'yaseh Yatzliach, and several Mufroshim point this out, V'chol HaShe'yaseh Yatzliach, Yatzliach is a Lashon Hifil. It's in the Hifil, causing Hatzlacha to someone else. Not only will the man himself be successful, he'll be, you know, like this really healthy, good quality tree, but he'll pass on that health, Yatzliach, he'll cause further Hatzlacha to future generations. And that is resonant of the Gemara in Tanis about Ilan Ilan Bamor Varechacha. You know this Gemara? You don't know the Gemara? Oh, you must know this Gemara. Oh, you have to know this Gemara. It's, I'll just show it to you quickly. It's Daf Hey on the base, or Dalet on the base. Hang on. About two Tanoim who learnt together. Must be having base. Yeah. Here, look at this. Two Tanoim who learnt together. Hang on. The two Tanna and Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Nachman, who had learned together, the Gemara records what they've been learning. It's Tanna stuff here on the base. And when they finish learning, when they depart from each other, Amalei livechama, give me a bracha. Amalei, are you going to give you a bracha? How can I give you a bracha? And he gave him a moshel. Emshelach a moshel amal davar devil. Adam sheyelech b'mitbar. A man was in the desert by a roiv. Ve'oyef etzomei, tired. What's the Russian? Hungry, tired, and thirsty. And he found a tree. Shepiris of musakin. Musukin. He finds this beautiful tree with silenoi, giving good shade. And then there was an amasaman neves tachtov with a stream passing nearby. So he ate the fruit of the tree and he drank from the water, and then he sat in the shade and he felt very refreshed from it. And when he wanted to leave, he turns to the tree and he says, Ilan, Ilan, Bama Varechacha. You know, you never had this Gemara? Mm. Oh, it's such a beautiful Gemara. There's a lovely nigun to this. Ilan, Ilan, Bama Varechacha. How can I give you a bracha, O wonderful tree? If I give you a bracha, you should have a beautiful, a sweet fruit. It's too late. You've already been blessed with that bracha. They already are sweet. And if I give you a bracha, shade till chanoi, you should have good shade. Harry till chanoi, you already give good shade. I can't get a bracha. You already are blessed with that. And then a bracha shete, amasamay meves tachtech, you should have some good water flowing nearby. You've got that. Harry amasamay meves tachtech, you already have this lovely stream. So what bracha I can give you? Ela yihiratsin, shekol netia shenetim, mimcha yiyu kamoscha. That all plantations, that are, any tree cuttings taken from you that grow up into new trees, they should be like you, they should be blessed with your brachas. So he says to him, af atah, also you, bama varechacha, how can I give you a bracha? Im batara. Hare yesh lecha Torah, you're already blessed with Torah. V'im legudula, hare yesh lecha gudula. V'im lechavet, hare yesh lecha kavet. V'im be'osha, hare yesh lecha osha. How can I give you a bracha? Im be'vanim, hare yesh lecha banim. Ela yihiratzin shiyuhu kol tse'et tzorei me'echo kamozcha. Your children should grow up to be like you. It's a lovely bracha, no? So, yeah, sometimes you hear this song at chasnas. Nila, 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 mama, avarechacha, peiras hachana, sukin, tilachana, awa, vama, sama, yimadaras, tachtecha. It's a beautiful music. Anyway. So similarly here we have Yatzliach, V'chalasha Yase Yatzliach, in the Lashon of Hifil, he should give further Hatzlacha to the next generation. Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's how the Malbim learns. Is that the Malbim? Yes, that's the Malbim in this Gemara. Yeah, and the Mi'iri as well. Oh, Malbim and the Mi'iri both bring this. Ilan, Ilan, Bamo Varecha. So your future generation should be like you, with the same moshel of the tree. Okay. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yotes, here, look at this. The Gemara says, Amrei Devei, it's Yotes on the Daf, Amrei Devei Rabbi Yanai, Ke'et Shosul, that says a person will be like this, Eit Shosul, the locates Notua, not like a planted tree. What's the difference between Eitz Shosul and Eitz Notua? Notua means planted. Shosul does not mean planted. Shosul means replanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives an astonishing thing here. Maimon Chazal. Kol halomid Torah mirav echad, eino roeh siman bracha la'olam. Notua is not good enough. Don't be fixed in one place learning from one Rebbe. Learn from lots of Rebbes. You can learn from lots of different people. The Torah's got all different drachms in the Torah. Learn from lots of different people. Get different angles on the Torah from many different Rebbes. Rashi explains it. Notua meikaro, fixed in its one place. Velo zos meshavet lolam. It's never going to move. Kolomar ke'etz shosel yase talmid esatzmo. Talmid should make himself like an etz shosel, like an uprooted and replanted tree. Leilech velilmod mekala odom. To learn from all different people. Velo ke'etz notua lehishtakea lifnei rav echad. Don't be fixed to one Rebbe. Have lots of different rabbis. You learn from all of them in different ways. Yeah, interesting. And then Rav Shimshon Pal Hirsch links that Maimah Chazal to this lashon of Palgimayim. The water is split up like different irrigations. You've got lots of different rabbis irrigating the tree, i.e., lots of different rabbis teaching Torah to the same person. But you have to realize that it all comes from one river. It's all from one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the same Torah, just explained in different ways by different Rebbes. That's how Rav Shimshon Pal Hirsch explains that Gemara. So the Gemara learns it from the word Shosel, and Rav Shimshon Pal Hirsch extends that onto the Palgimoyim, different waters irrigating. Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next pasuk. Still awake?
Yes.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Lo chein harishayim. Ki, not unlike Rishayim, ki im kamotz ashetid fenu ruach. They, Rishayim, will end up being like a motz, like the chaff, ashetid fenu ruach, where it's blown around very easily by the wind and there's no stability. So that's very similar to a posuk, and one of the Mepharshim brings it, and I didn't write it down, in Mishle, v'harishayim kayom nigrosh. You come across that posuk? It's brought by Gomorrah and Sota. I think it's that Hayam Dalif or that Faladam Dalif. Our Rishoyim Kayom Nigrosh. Rishoyim are swept around like the sea. They don't have any stability. They're pushed one way. They've got the Yetzirah to go off in that direction. So they go off in that direction. They've got Yetzirah going in another direction. Go in the other direction. They've got no stability. No, they're controlled by the Yetzirah rather than being in control of their Yetzirah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So, the Malbim points out that this word motz is referenced to the chaff, which is a protection of the wheat kernel. It's very light, which is why it's easily blown around by the wind.
Mm-hmm.
But the Malbim points out that this chaff has chashivas, because after all, it's there in a protective role to the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So he says the word motz is reference to the chaff after the wheat has been removed from it.
Because
now there's no chashivas. So it's got no chashivas at all, right? It's after the whole... Its purpose is now well and truly done with.
Mm-hmm.
It has no further purpose. Says Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch, he's medaikit from the word motz itself. So Rav Shimshon Fal Hirsch, through his dikduk, he said the word motz is a lashon of mitzitza, sucking. The chaff... The kernel has been sucked out of it already. There's nothing left in it at all. It's already, right? It's motzutz. It's already been it's been sucked out from within, and there's nothing left. Indeed, the motz itself has no value whatsoever. Okay? Good. And the reason why he learns that is because the normal word for chaff is kash. The kashishu kash la tevan, it's possibly in Pasha Shemos.
Right.
In a back gathering for the building the bricks and making the bricks. Kosher shu kash.
And that's where this word is used in Shabbos.
A kosher shetzim.
No, is that the chaff.
For borer.
Yeah.
For borer, yeah, we'd use the word kash probably. Mm. Yeah? Does it use the word kash?
Yeah. I mean, that's the image. Know the words. So.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. But here it doesn't use kash, here it uses motz. There's a lot of mitzitza that's been sucked out. Okay? Posukate. Oh, that's a quick cranky thought, yeah. Alkein le'yakumu rishon b'mishpat. I found this possibly the hardest. Alkein le'yakumu rishon b'mishpat. Therefore, rishon will not stand up in judgment. V'chatoim ba'adas tzadikim. Nor will sinners be able to stand up in the congregation of tzadikim. So the Metzudas David points out a very obvious thing. Points out that the word lo... At the beginning, lo yokumu, rather it's the phrase really, lo yokumu, applies to both the first half and the second half of the pasuk. Yeah? The first half and second half are parallels.
Right.
Really, yeah? The lo yokumu rishon b'mishpat means pretty much the same thing as v'chatoim ba'adas tzadikim. So, yeah, so the first half and the second half really essentially tell you the same message, namely that rishon won't stand up to judgment,
mm-hmm.
and it's echoed in the second half.
Right.
So therefore, le'yokumu applies to both halves.
What would you have thought?
No, it's poshut, but that's how it's just really to point out. This is quite a common feature in Tehillim, or quite a common practice of how Pesukim are written in Tehillim, and the Mesubis David points it out.
Okay.
Somewhere there. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so what's this mishpat? So look at the Targum. Le'yizkun... Lo yizkun rashiye beyoma rabba. The Rishoyim won't have any zechus on the great day.
Sure.
Yes, Yom Adin HaGadol, probably. Yom Adin HaGadol. You know, when Shmuel Hanavi was called up on behalf of Shaul by the Balas. What was the Russian? The lady, the Balas Kishuv. The lady who did Kishuv, the Ashes Eindar, right? The woman from Eindar,
mm-hmm.
yeah? And Shmuel, the Rashi says there that he thought he was being called for the Yom Hadin HaGadol, which is why he brought Moshe and Aaron with him to support him. Remember that? He brought two people with him. Rashi brings it. He brought two people with him, Moshe and Aaron, because he thought he needed some backup. Because he thought it was the Yom HaDin HaGadol. So it's this Yom HaRabbah. It's like the Day of Judgment, which will happen at some stage somehow. Ba'akosh Baruch Hu will judge the world. Pardon? Yes. Yeah, yeah. It seems like it. Yeah. Probably after Tchesa Nisim or part of Tchesa Nisim or something like that. There'll be a big Yom HaDin HaGadol. Who points this out now? The Ibn Ezra says that it might well be this Yom HaDin HaGadol, which applies to everybody, or it might be just everybody's individual judgment, where a person has to give Dichen on his life. So that's this Mishpat. So the Rishon just won't stand a chance. They won't be able to stand up in judgment, nor will the Chatzom stand up in the company of Tzadikim. There's a fantastic vort brought by the Malbim on this pasuk. He says, going back to the first pasuk, when we learned about the three different groups of Rishoyim, we've got Rishoyim and Chatoyim and Leitzim, and Rishoyim are worse than Chatoyim and Chatoyim are worse than Leitzim. So he says, in our pasuk Hey, we have Rishoyim and we have Chatoyim, and Rishoyim are worse than Chatoyim. So he says, the Rishoyim, they won't be able to stand up in judgment. There is no need to contrast them with tzaddikim. You will see how bad the Rishoyim are in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
In their own right, you can see how bad Rishoyim are.
Right.
But Chatoyim are not as bad as Rishoyim. Therefore, the way of discerning just how bad Chatoyim are is to compare them with the Eid of Tzadikim.
And Leitzim
don't get a mention here.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know why. Don't know why they don't get a mention. They don't. Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything as to why Leitzim are left out of this pasuk. Okay? There's a gewaldige gewalt there, no? That you only see how bad the Chatoim are by contrasting them, by putting them within an Eid of Tzadikim. Whereas Rishon don't need that. Rishon, you can see how bad they are anyway. Okay? Good? Yeah, last pasuk. Ki yodeh Hashem derech Tzadikim. Hashem knows the way of Tzadikim, derech Rishon Tovid, and the way of Rishon will perish. Will be destroyed. So the key.
The question is, what's key? Because.
Because or that? Something like that. Yeah.
What's the connection? The previous.
Don't know. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But the Mitzvah David points. No, the Mitzvah Sion points out that this lashon of there inyan hashgacha. It's a lashon hashgacha of supervision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supervises the way of tzaddikim to make sure they're okay. Shelo yikashlu, I think the Mitzvah David points out, shelo yikashlu, they shouldn't trip up over anything. They shouldn't trip up over it. The word yodeh is an expression of hashgacha, and he points out the pasuk by yedai elokim. What's the lashon that I wrote it down here? This is the beginning of Shemos, when he saw the situation of Klal Yisrael in Egypt being enslaved. Vayeda Elokim, Hashem knew, but what it means is he supervised. Exactly. So he supervised them, he watched them with loving care to see how they would do. The Alkut Miyam Lewis points out that this Perek finishes off speaking about Rishoyim, having started off Asher Yesh Asher Lo Halach, speaking about Tzadikim, again as a contrast to what you mentioned at the beginning and the Rishoy mentioned at the end.
Which is connected to the Machlokes and Sochem, but they're not where...
Maschel Bignus, the Masan Bignus.
Yeah.
The Maschel Bignus, Masan Bishevach. Yeah.
All the way around.
All the other way around, yeah. Oh, yeah. Rabbi Shimshon von Hirsch points out that you have a strange thing at the end here. Ki Yodeh Hashem Derech Tzadikim, Hashem knows... supervises the tzaddikim, but it does not say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy the way of Rishoyim. It just says V'derech Rishoyim Tovid, the way of Rishoyim will perish. It says Rav Shem Shofan Hirsch, they'll self-destruct. They don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy them because they'll self-destruct of their own accord anyway. Yeah, that's how he puts it. Interesting. So the tzaddik gets the benefits of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha and care and attention, but the rasha, the way of the rasha will destroy its own accord. Yeah? Just one last thing on this last pasuk. V'dech Hashem Tovid, is Tovid is a name. The way of Rishoyim will perish. So it's not Yoved, which would be masculine, it's Tovid, which is feminine. So the Gemara at the beginning of Kiddushin, base on the base, discusses the gender of this word Derech, because the Mishnah says, Hashem Niknes V'shalish Derechim. A woman is acquired with three ways. Kesef Shtab Via. Shalish is a feminine number. The masculine, look, well, that's the Gemara's question. The masculine way of saying three is shalosha. Like we say on Saturday tonight, shalosha ovos.
Mm-hmm.
So yet the Mishnah says shalosh drachim. Okay? So the so the Gemara discusses, is it masculine and feminine, brings various pusim, various pasukim. I don't think it brings this pasuk, but you can see here from the, and I think the Gemara's maskana is that the words Derech actually is both masculine and feminine, and sometimes one, sometimes the other.
Wow.
But you can see from our pasuk, Derech Hashem Tovid, that in fact it's feminine, Tovid. Okay?